Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Today's devotion was written by Virginia Hardwick Kerr and is being read by Susan Daves. It is entitled, Good News. Our scripture is from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. As a child, I got to watch the Peanuts Christmas special on TV, and I loved it, especially the part when Linus comes to the stage in the spotlight and recites this verse, among others. I remember thinking to myself, why did the angels decide to tell the shepherds instead of the important people of those days? Wouldn't the word get out faster if they gave this momentous news to the bigwigs? It wasn't till much later that I realized that God blessed these humble shepherds with this message to show his inclusivity, that he often chooses the humble to accomplish his purposes. Fear not. The angel's first command is meant to calm the shepherds' fear in the face of this supernatural appearance. I can imagine how scared I would be to encounter a heavenly being. But also, it serves as a message of reassurance for those who might be afraid of the news. The next notable thing to me in this passage is that the angel says the joyful news will be for all the people, not just for the Jewish people. God continues his message of inclusivity, and it reminds me of how often Jesus himself said these words to his followers. Finally, the core of the message includes Savior. He rescues people from their sin. Christ, or Messiah, the long-awaited King from the line of David. And Lord, he has the ultimate authority and rules over all. These three titles the angel gives to describe Jesus pretty much sum up this amazing pronouncement. What joy those shepherds must have experienced to hear this news. It is always great to hear the news about a new baby, but how astounding it would have been to be the first to hear the news about this special baby. Let us pray. Dear Lord, may we always feel the amazing joy when we hear the story of your birth. And may we always be thankful that you came to us as our Savior. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.